Hey, let's talk about Deborah Farmer, Farmer, Deborah, Deborah. Today, 7/9/25. She was born 7/25/62. This is a 62-year-old woman. She manages large cargo ships all over the world for 35 years. She's been married for 20 years, 25 years. She's been married 35 years. Her last period was some 20 in 2012. She's a smoker. She doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. She's married. She has two children, 42 and 38, period. In the paragraph, she woke up this morning complaining of swelling in her throat, sore throat, and what looked like lymphadenopathy on the left side in the back of her neck. The folks at work told her to come to the doctor to get checked right away, period. A patient subsequently comes in today with symptoms of lymphadenopathy, sore throat, possible sinus infection, and wants to make sure it's not thyroid cancer, period. Allergy none, family history, mom died of dementia, dad died of CHF and MI, medications none, pediatric immunization. She had a lot of problems with her immunization, so she didn't take any, most of her immunization. She skipped COVID immunization, none. Doesn't get flu or pneumonia shots either. Family history. I said dementia, CHF, MI. Yes, I said that. Allergy, none. Then social as above, review of system. No weight loss, no hematemesis, no hematurgia, no seizure, no convulsion. Has had some abdominal discomfort, some dyspepsia. No hematemesis. Has not had any night sweats or any other issues at this time. Her blood pressure, her weight's 162, no change. 98 temp, 97.02 sat, 17, 65, 119 over 72. Heart positive, small positive, her still lungs are clear. What does that say? 20 years ago? Oh, okay. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around the course of time vision. But it says years ago, see?
Oh, yeah, she
does have what looks like a posterior chain lymphadenopathy on the left side, period. Assessment, number one, lymphadenopathy. Number two, soft tissue ultrasound reveals a 0.6 centimeter lymphadenopathy on the left anterior posterior chain. Number three, treat with Rocephin. Next time is slightly red TM. Next time is possible sinusitis. Next time is treat with Rocephin. Next time is Augmentin, 875. Next time is Medrol dose pack. Next time is Decadron, 8 milligram. Next number is lots of liquid. Next number, because of her age and her COPD and her smoking history, we did a chest X-ray, which was within normal limits. Next number, abdominal ultrasound was done because of dyspepsia within normal limits. Next number is soft tissue and thyroid within normal limits. So what does that say? Well, in 2012. Next number, kidneys are within normal limits. Next number is pelvic ultrasound looks normal. Next number, must quit smoking. Next one's talked about smoking at length. Next number, colonoscopy. She's had two of them in the past. Put that in the maintenance exam. Colonoscopy has had two. And then the mammogram, she hasn't had one for a couple of years. Next number, check blood work. Next number's, we'll send patient for a mammogram when she decides to do one. Next number, told to take the Augmentin with food and yogurt to keep her from having diarrhea. Next number, we'll recheck in 2 weeks. Next number, if she continues to have any evidence of lymphadenopathy at that time, we'll send her for a CT. Thank you.